Welcome to the Gen Z Pod. I'm your host, Dia. If you're planning to make the most out of teenage while you can, then you're in the right place. On this show, we talk about all sorts of positivity, like motivation, productivity, and manifestation. This is going to be quite the journey, and I promise you're not going to want to miss it. Make teenage the best part of your life with me, Dia. Now let's begin. Hey, hi, hello, what's up? Welcome or welcome back to the Gen Z Pod. I'm your host, Dia. Today for the episode 5, we are talking all about the blame game of our phones through our parents, which literally every teenager goes through. I honestly don't know what happened 2 years back, but ever since this lockdown has started, we all know everything has turned on digital and virtual. So we have to stick onto our devices, be it our phones, iPads, laptops, Macs, whatever. But we have to stick onto them, right? Of course, because everything is happening there. We cannot miss out on anything. And most importantly, even studies are happening online nowadays. So we cannot skip that part of our life, right? Now, our parents find it a very nice alternative to blame us and our phones for everything. Anything happens, they blame our phones. I mean, I've seen so many memes about this, and it's kind of funny too, but then it's also a very important topic. So this is to calm you down, to make you understand why they're doing it, why you need to be more understanding, and how to make them more understanding about your needs. Before we begin with the episode and like everything in detail, just wanted to say thank you so much for 150 followers on our Instagram page. Link is in show notes. Help me reach to 100 so soon, because once I reach the threshold, something very exciting is coming out. And I mean, I've already spoken about this a little bit before, so I just don't want to open up anything. But just know, once we hit 200 followers, something special is coming out. Yeah, that's all I can say. I just woke up from a very relaxing nap. I mean, I miss these naps. I mean, don't you miss these afternoon naps we used to have when we were little kids? Like, when we were children, a little younger, not right now, a little younger, 7 or 8 or maybe 9 at max, our parents used to forcefully put us to sleep in the afternoon, right? They said that our eyes needed rest. What about now? Our screen time has tripled, if not more, and we don't sleep in the afternoons. We overexert ourselves, right? I feel so bad. I mean, I literally miss those days. But more importantly, that's what we did when we were children, and I had that sleep for 2 hours today. I feel so refreshed. I mean, at least for recording a podcast episode, I do not get the motivation. Trust me, I just don't get the motivation. I don't know why, I don't know how, but I never feel motivated enough to record episodes, and I have to push myself to do them every single time. But recently I've realized that one thing that makes me feel motivated to record these episodes is listening to other podcasts. I mean, of course, I got to know about podcasts as a topic when I started listening to other podcasts. My favorite podcasts are both about manifestation. One is Manifestation Babe by Catherine Zenkina, and the other one is Mindset Magic and Manifestation Podcast by Michaela J. And they both are literally so good at what they're doing. I mean, I cannot tell you how much they motivate me. Listen to one of their episodes and you will want to make an episode yourself, because you'll feel like you have so much to talk about. And this is such a positive, I don't know, area, I guess, era, not area. There's a very positive era around this podcast. I mean, I cannot receive any hate. I mean, if you find your way, you can. But still, I don't get any daily hate. I get to talk to you guys as my friends. There are so many of you listening. On that note, we're also going to cross 500 listens very, very soon. So, yeah, help me reach that too. But I think we've been talking enough about my life and the podcast. Let's get into this episode. So, to begin, let me explain you what the blame is, in case you didn't get it till now. Basically, don't you remember those times, actually, it must have happened with you today as well. But yeah, whenever we're on our phones, okay, we're sitting in our room just randomly scrolling after 5 hours of online classes, and your parents come in, give you a taunt about you using your phone every single day and damaging your eyes, and they just go away. And you feel like, oh my god, why can't I make them understand why everything is on my phone? That is the reason why I'm on my phone 24/7, and I cannot just, you know, stop using it, because I will miss out on everything now. That's so much happening on our phones these days, that an hour off of our phone and we will miss out. I mean, don't you get this curiosity to check your phone after every 1 hour, to check your DMs if anything important has been written by your friends? I mean, yeah, you can lie to your parents, you can lie to me, but you cannot lie to yourself, right? So just answer to yourself, isn't this true? Isn't this happening? Don't you think you're damaging your eyes for real? But of course, I'm not taking anybody's side. According to me, my personal perspective in this, I don't know, issue is 50-50 each. You both have your issues. You both have something wrong within your sentences, within your perspective that's being brought up, and you both have something right. Because of course, your parents just scold you because they're right, you know. They actually have a good point. Your eyes are getting destroyed. You are missing out on the childhood they had in their days. And of course, they will not want you to miss out on anything that they experienced. So just because they're not that familiar with these patterns of nowadays, which are, by the way, not exactly right, they just don't want us to stick to our screens, right? And from our perspective, even we are right, because we didn't ask for it. We didn't ask for any of it. Now, we cannot stay at home and do all the activities they did outside of their houses, right? We're stuck at home. We're stuck on our devices. Our classes, like literally education is being given online. So, I mean, how can we miss out on it? How can we? When it comes to reading books, okay, even if that's something you call productive, you cannot just go out and buy books like you did at your time nowadays. Nowadays, what you have to stick on to is ebooks. Everything has turned online. That's what I'm trying to say. Nothing is there that cannot be done from your phone. I mean, nothing. When I say nothing, I literally mean it. Even your simplest of alarm clocks have been turned into an application in our screens, right? Even that's another discovery to be made yourself, because once you start sitting and, you know, talking to yourself about this, that everything has turned online, it is actually an issue. But still, if everything has turned online, we cannot help what's real. We cannot help what's the facts, basically. So we should not be the ones that are getting blamed for this, all of this to come online. Just sit there and talk to them, honestly. I mean, I think that's what helps. But before you go and talk to them, there is something you have to accept yourself. Before you point out others' mistakes, see the situation and see what equation of that entire issue is your fault. And in this situation, I try to do this, and, you know, I mean, I didn't get this at first, but 50% of it is my fault too. I mean, we can tell them that everything has turned online, which is true, but we ourselves get a 15-minute break in between of our classes. Why aren't we not doing any sort of eye exercises then? We are getting the option to wear blue light glasses and turn our night mode on. Why are we not doing that? We get the option to not spend 30 minutes scrolling on Instagram, but spend those 30 minutes sitting and laughing with your family instead. So why are we not doing that? Before you go and confront someone about your mistakes, be 100% ready from your side and correct your mistakes before you go there. That honestly makes you a very mature person, in my perspective, and in a very generalized perspective too. Oh my God, why am I stuttering so much? But yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. Something you should know. I'm so sorry for that noise. I'm so sorry. But yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say. 100% correct your mistakes before you go and talk to them. There are so many things you can literally do. Spend more time with them, because see, they walk in on you and they see you on the screen. You cannot help what's real, right? Even they can't help what's real, but even you can't help what's real. They walk in on you and they see you on the screen. Why the hell would they not get upset? Because that is not what they want you to be doing, right? Of course. And not just one time, right? I mean, they walk in on you and most of the times you're on your screen. So they will give you a taunt. I mean, that's one of their ways to not just vent out, but correct you, put you back in the line. So try to understand why they're saying what they're saying, correct it, show some changes, like maybe wearing blue light glasses, because trust me, for this one, that's a game changer. Blue light glasses have literally stopped my headaches that I used to have because of my online classes. So get your eye checked, because you might need it. You know, you might not realize it, but you might need it. Especially in these times, I feel like every child needs to have a blue light glasses, because if not happened already, it will damage your eyes. Not blue light glasses, the screens. But blue light glasses can completely protect you from it. And I've been using them for a long time now. They have been a game changer. Trust me, they have. Then, of course, reading newspapers and, you know, attending all of your classes wisely, but then putting your phone back to the place it's supposed to be kept at after that. It helps a lot. I mean, you may not realize it right now, but it helps a lot. So try to understand all of this stuff. I mean, Because trust me, accept it yourself or you don't. They are right while they say that we're spending so much time on our screens. So try to change that. And it's not just for their satisfaction, it's also for your personal benefit. I've been implementing this change, and trust me, it may sound weird, but I've also gotten way more productive than I was. I've stopped spending so much of my time on Instagram. They are happy with me, they're satisfied. I'm happy with myself. Okay, I need to mention this in the episode. My father just walked in and told me I'm spending so much time on my mobile. Even still, they do that. I mean, that's literally making me laugh right now because it's so funny. I'm just talking about that and he did it. Oh my God. But yeah, your parents need to understand too that they should not do excessive this. It's not good for your mental health or their mental health or your bond. Most importantly, your bond. So I've spoken about how to deal with this. I've spoken about what the blame actually is. I've spoken to you guys about how they are actually correct and how they're also wrong at the same time, both of them. So I think speaking to you, that part is over. Now, what to talk your parents through, then this is for all the parents, not directly, but yeah, indirectly, because you're going to talk to them. See, I understand why you're concerned, because number one, you're our parents, and number two, yes, I get it, everything has turned online, we have to spend so much time on our devices, but at the same time, understand, what at your time meant meeting your friends is in our time DMing our friends, right? DMing is direct message, by the way. Yeah, so is in our times DMing our friends, you know, sharing them jokes and memes and everything. That's what's changed, socializing at first. Plus, what's going for school to you, it is online classes for us, right? I mean, what bragging to your friends about wherever you went recently is for you, it's adding stories for us. Everything, basically, I'm just saying the scenarios right now, because these are the daily things that have changed. And I mean, once you make them sit and realize this, be polite with them while talking about it, I don't think there's any way they would not understand. I feel like there's no way they wouldn't understand. So, honestly, I cannot emphasize enough on how you should talk to your parents on this, I guess, because they're your parents, they might have their own way of understanding. But you get the issue, you get what I'm talking about, right? That is this episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Today's episode was a very general episode. It was not as straightforward and direct as the other ones. It was just like a normal conversation with a friend, and that's what I wanted it to be. So I think it's a success. Plus, you need to understand this one thing, guys. Bonding can be difficult, you know, be it with your friends, be it with your partner, be it with your parents or your siblings, whatever it is. But similar situation with your parents, it can be difficult for them as well. Like, as hard as it is for us to make them understand the situation of this new generation, and you know, yeah, as hard as it is for us to understand them, it's also hard for them because they've lived their generations, right? They have to have a complete change in their lives because of us, because of the change that we have brought along with us. So it's not exactly their fault too. It's neither of our faults. I mean, either you take it as a 50-50 or you just remove the issue from the equation. And from my side, I feel like it's more productive to just remove it at all. Get the bond stronger with your parents. Make them understand, sit with them and talk about this. Because, no, they don't want to make you feel bad by those taunts that they're giving you. They just feel like that's the only way to make you understand. So tell them that what they think is wrong. They're not right about this. Let them know. Be polite. That's all I'm going to say for today's episode, guys. That's pretty much it. Find the link to my Instagram in the show notes. If you are looking for a graphic designer, then please make sure to DM me. I'm looking for some projects right now. And yeah, I think that's all we have to say. Stay tuned for the new episode and have a great day.